guys, welcome to the Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Yacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between. Hey guys, welcome to season 2.
Una, dos.
Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome to.
Bonjour.
Buongiorno.
Allo.
Ciao.
You
know the vibes. What's the gando?
How
do you say hi?
I don't know, it's really, it's jambo.
In the gando, it's a how you all the
oh yeah, bulungi.
Guys, we're back.
We're back. Did you miss us?
Because we missed you. Where's that from?
I don't know, TikTok.
But yeah, guys, last week, as you know, we didn't post, and there's a very valid reason for that. And what's crazy, we stayed up. I don't know if you could tell on the last episode that dropped.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We were delirious.
Yeah.
No, it was that episode that went out. That was when we were delirious. Yeah. Before then, we filmed the episode, a catch-up episode on everything and how we felt about the book and how life was going.
Yeah.
It was a really good,
and
juicy
episode.
And
we were reminiscing as well.
Yeah, there was so much on there. But basically,
that was
my laptop and the hard drive that had that episode and all the like years in between content and everything got stolen. So
whoever did it, I'm gonna find you. Jack and the Lord will avenge for us.
Amen.
So.
Amen. But
anything anything in your hands that's not yours.
Right.
Your hands will get hot and burn. Amen.
Whoa, that was heavy. But yeah, my laptop and the hard drive got stolen, so the episode got taken with the laptop, so there was no episode last week, even though it was like I was literally gonna edit it the next day, like the same day it got stolen, but obviously it got stolen. So but yeah, so you guys didn't get that catch up, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's not something that we can
recreate because I didn't remember what you spoke about.
Neither do I. Like, guys, it was so late at night.
Mm-hmm.
It was so late at night, it probably wasn't even like
It was a lot of banter.
Yeah,
it was a lot going. It was, I thought, to me it was funny, but that's just me because we weren't talking about the courage to be. It's like we were just talking about life and everything, and just obviously we said how we felt about it. But actually, no, we didn't. I don't think we did. We wrapped up
courage. No,
we didn't. Yeah, we literally just
we spoke about like our younger selves, Disney. Phineas and Ferb, I remember.
Yeah, we were singing Phineas and Ferb. I forgot about that.
It was
because I've got Lindana on my phone. I'm Lindana. Anyone's in that tune?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing it because if you don't know, you don't know.
I didn't know it. Well, I did know it, but I didn't remember it until.
It was my ringtone for a hot minute.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's that. But that's fine.
Courage, I made it out safe, so.
Yeah. We thank the Lord for keeping her. She wasn't like injured, hurt, threatened in any way, and that's what matters. Materialistic things, they don't come with us when we die.
Amen.
So it's really important to cherish the people life that you have, in your life and your life as well. So cherish life and this gift that's given unto us, you know.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So
we back, new book.
New season, new book.
New season, new book. Lighter colours.
Basically, my sister, she did an order and she didn't like how this looked on her. So I was like, let me try it on. And I was like, okay. So then, alas, here we are in pink.
It looks nice, mate. It looks good.
Thank you.
As everybody else has said as well.
Everybody else said that smelled good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna get laugh lines because she keeps making me smile and laugh.
That's what I do with you guys. If I don't
actually take your heads and go over there.
If I don't do that in your life, then I'm sorry. It must mean that I don't like you. Enough. Anyway, how's your birthday?
Oh yeah,
how was your birthday?
Oh my gosh, guys, my birthday, I loved it. Like
you look good.
I'll actually insert pictures of what it looked like. But yeah, my birthday was really good. I really liked it. So I started out with my good sis.
Early in the morning.
But we were together till like afternoon. So we started off early in the morning, but we were like together until like what, 12, 1?
Yeah.
2 even maybe. But yeah, so we went to Westfields.
I actually didn't want to leave you, you know. Yeah, but even though I was seeing you later on, but I don't know. Nothing
she
beats.
She missed me, guys. What? Nothing beats what?
Nothing. Just continue.
Guys, I love this girl.
Just you know when people get too gassed?
No, I'm excited. I'm like, I feel like, oh, I want to squeeze you. That's what I feel like. I'm not like, oh, I'm gassed. That, do you know what I mean? It's different. I'm not like you who'd be here like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm just like, gas that.
Oh, thank you. See, she really takes like care of my appearance.
But what'd you call it?
Oh, thanks.
It's that strong. Maintain steez. But yeah, so we went to Westfield to get accessories for my outfit, earrings and bracelet, right? And what was crazy, prior to this, I did a Shein order because I was like questioning the outfit.
Yeah.
But then, because even when I showed you initially, because it was a dark picture, you couldn't really see the colours of the fit. So Sins was like, it could be, like it could work it. But then when I got my hair done, I got like the whole outfit and the lighting was good and I FaceTimed you, you were like, oh yeah, like the outfit looks good. And I said, I knew it all along, I should have trusted my instinct. So I returned everything from Shein. Because besides the bag, I think
that bag was really cute. That burgundy one.
Yeah, it was from Shein. But it was like all my close like girl cousins and my best friend. And yeah, it was really good. By the time I got there, I was still sober.
Yeah.
When I got there, even though I drank while I was like getting ready and stuff, had a little photo shoot with my boyfriend. Like he was.
Oh yeah, doing you guys were cute. Took pictures.
But like even before at his, he was like taking pictures, so it was fun. And then the singing, she was actually quiet at the
start. Yeah, because I was tight. Like I needed to recharge. Really? I had.
Guys, she was giving like if it was giving the vibe. If I didn't know you, I would think she was like a stish mean girl in the corner. But I was like, I could tell that like, oh,
I was tight. Yeah, you know, I was like, we had planned. You napped when you got back to your boyfriend's.
No, I didn't.
Did you not nap? Loretta, like, you know, I had the plan to come home and nap.
How come you didn't nap?
I didn't nap.
Why didn't you nap?
Your rubber came. Oh. It's not like I was mad at that, but I didn't anticipate how tired there. I would... No, how tired I'd be later on.
Oh, okay, fair.
Because I've... You know, you've been up early in the morning and I've been up... Sorry, I've been up early in the morning and I've been up late at night. Like, a whole day without sleeping. I don't nap. Not napping. But that day, it's like... I just needed to just be...
Recharge.
Yeah, just be in my zone for a little bit. But then as soon as I like charged, I got to one song and I just never sat back down.
The microphone and her became besties again.
Yeah, so I needed whatever mental sleep I had, I needed that.
Yeah, because I was actually like, what's going on?
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'm just like, I'm actually really good, but... For me to, I don't have any energy to exert right now.
I think even in like the pictures we took initially in the karaoke room.
Yeah, just like. You're like yeah, because I'm just like.
I'm just like, okay, I'm man.
Like, I'm trying. I'm trying to recharge right now.
But yeah, like eventually, like not eventually, but like soon, not too long after she like came and she was giving energy.
It's like something just went boom, and I had life again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, before then, she did like a cheeky, like the photo shoot with me and my boyfriend on outside, which was quite nice. What song? Oh, guys, I should have saved it till later though.
What?
When I did Headlines by Drake, I was really enjoying that. I liked that. That was quite fun. But towards the end, when we were doing Coldplay.
You know what? Coldplay, Viva La Vida, is actually now going to be my karaoke song because I hear Jerusalem bells ringing. Roman cavalry choirs singing, be my mirror, my soul and shield, a missionary little foreign fear. For some reason I can't explain, I know Saint Peter will call my name. Never enroll in this world, and that was when I ruled the world. That was a good, that was a really, really good song. And, well, just, no, White Noise.
Yeah, Just Noise.
Yeah, that was more sort of dancing.
Yeah.
There was no singing in there.
My sister was on the sofa, because we had a private room, yeah, right? And it was like, it had like a booth, like a long booth along the back of the, curved along the back of the thing. My sister was still on there. Everyone was like, Just Noise. My sister's there like, she was just even like making extra, what, what? And she was so like, such a hype man. And it was so good. And my other cousin, she doing the, like she was all against the wall, like doing the whole
that,
dance.
Yeah.
And she was good, like good energy.
Yeah. Good vibe.
It was Nicki really Minaj good. Came out to play for a bit, and everyone was singing.
For a little bit, yeah. Different ones as well.
And she played Mary's Boy Child Jesus Christ. It's not Christmas. I love Christmas, but...
It's not Christmas, but there was no other gospel song on that
system,
so I had to do the closest thing.
But I was, you know, I was happy because it was Christmas. I'm always about Christmas. But,
I just wanted to put Jesus in the room.
Amen. But, yeah, I feel like it was a really good time. Like,
yeah, overall, I enjoyed myself. It was a really good time. Where did we go after?
We didn't, like, it was like a whole thing. Like, we could have gone to like an R&B bar, but then it was like, I don't know, like, I'd seen stuff online that we could do, but it's like the whole thing was like, oh, at the point in which the idea of going somewhere after like came up, like maybe a couple of days before or whatever, it was like too far. Like, there was a place that I found, but it was saying it was going to be in West Norwood,
which is close to me.
But Liverpool Street to West Norwood, for those who don't know, is like what, easily an hour and a half.
Do you think so?
Maybe by a tube it could have been quick, but it would have been a cheeky 40 or something.
I'm thinking, yeah, 40-50 minutes.
But
Liverpool Street, can we check?
Yeah, you can check, but like,
because Liverpool Street, there's a lot of like connections. It's like London Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it would have taken us that long.
But it was the time. It was at like 11, 12 midnight at that point. OMG. It says 39 minutes. 40 minutes. That's immense. But I also felt like, because you weren't drinking, but I think that like the whole like energy that I had initially, by the time I would have got to the next location, because it wasn't like a quick, I would have been tired and been like, time to wrap.
Yeah.
And by the time we simply walked from where we were to McDonald's at Liverpool Street, me, I was tired. Like, I was literally like, tap out.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. But I think it was a good amount of time. It was good, like a long enough amount of enjoyment.
You had fun?
Yeah, I had fun. I enjoyed myself. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
Mm. I'm glad. I feel like
you're 24 now, huh? Mm.
Now I am. Now Welcome. You can scream 24. Guys, you see how Aisha kept claiming me as 24 when I wasn't there yet. But now I'm here. I've arrived.
You've arrived.
But anyway, yeah, it was a good time. It was an amazing time. The whole stolen laptop happened like shortly after. So that was just an amazing thing to happen not too long. And what was crazy is I was going to film a whole vlog on my 24th birthday. Cindy, did you post your thing, your TikTok, on that day, or did you not post it?
I did.
Oh, I haven't come up on my For You page. But yeah, Cindy made like a TikTok. Was it No Sound?
No Sound. It's just the sound. The sound, like the sounds of the videos.
Yeah.
But no like sound covering sound.
I'll insert her TikTok here so you guys can go see it.
Really?
She makes me sick. But yeah, I was gonna make like a whole like vlog from the morning to the evening, but had I done that, I would have also lost that on the hard drive.
Oh no.
Which I guess it's worked out that I guess I didn't do it, because you know.
Yeah.
And it's good that I had my birthday pic still on the SD card, because if I transferred it to the hard drive, I would have deleted it and lost all my birthday pics.
Oh no.
But you know, it's calm, like we said, it's materialistic.
What's paining me is that you actually pray for new beginnings in the beginning of this year. New beginnings have really started afresh, isn't it? So new beginnings for real.
Yeah. There's like, you know, oh my gosh, side note, sorry, I know we need to get into the book, but do you know Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, the blonde one? I'll show you a picture of him.
I'm not really a person that knows people by name.
I don't know people by name like that, but I feel like I spelled that wrong. But anyway, he did like a run for 5 ultra marathons back-to-back-to-back, like 4 days in a row for Comic Relief Red Nose Day.
Wow.
And he did like a vlog on it, and he, at the end of it, he was just sort of like, you know, you like go through like these dark times and you go through these hardships, but you just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and then you'll soon find the light. And I was like,
amen.
That's like very true. So that's what I'm doing, one foot in front of the other, guys. One foot in front of the other. Anyway, how's your week been?
My week, I don't really remember it, to be honest. But when I say it was blessed in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And it was blessed because regardless if I remember it or not, I'm still here today and have everything that I need. I'm grateful. I'm healthy and well. I'm surrounded by amazing people.
Okay, excited because give me a hug.
Yeah, I'm just grateful.
Bad.
Don't really remember it that much, but yeah, as I said, how was your week? Unfortunate.
My week's been very busy. Like,
I've been working.
You've been like, up and down as well. It's been crazy. Because the whole like thingy was quite, I guess, traumatic. My days were blowing together. Was I talking to you?
Yeah, you were talking to me. Babe thought Sunday was Wednesday.
Yeah, like I literally, my perception of time became so warped.
Yeah.
But I've always been bad with days. Like, I've never really known what day it is.
You've never said a Sunday, Wednesday.
Yeah, not to that extent. Like, typically, I can just be, if someone asked me, oh, what's the day today? I wouldn't be able to tell you because I don't, especially during the week. If it's a weekend, I'll be able to tell you because I know that I'm not working. But during the week, I wouldn't know. But the fact it was a weekend, I was like, yo. Anyway, other than that, I've been trying to, like, I guess be positive. I've been busy, so it's like I haven't been able to think about anything too tough. Like, just like I said, keeping one foot in front of the other type vibe. But yeah. Side note, yesterday I wanted a tuna mayo.
From where?
From Tesco. All the people who hate on tuna mayo, that's your business. But it had cucumber. I don't like a tuna mayo with cucumber in a sandwich. Like in a square sandwich. I don't like the cucumber in it.
In a square sandwich. In a baguette.
Fish. Yeah, in a baguette, yeah.
In a square sandwich.
Yeah. I don't like it. It was really throwing off my, and it, I don't even stop complaining.
But you're the one I picked up.
Because the next one was with sweet corn. I didn't want the sweet corn one either.
So you'd rather cucumber than sweet corn and tuna mayo?
I don't want either of them. But I thought because in my mind I was thinking of the taste with it being in a baguette. But then
bread is weaker.
Yeah, it's weaker. It's not giving us the way that the. So when I did that, that's what I thought. I was like. But. Yeah. The week's been good other than that. Anyway.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks. Sorry, but do you know what I had today?
What?
This burrito. And I think it's a new place that's opened in South.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with that, you know, the sauce. Have you seen on TikTok when people make the tacos and they dip it in that sauce? And it, bro, they have that.
You need to go to Hamilton again.
Yeah, I took you to, guys.
We used to go there.
Bro.
Instead of me doing my dissertation.
I tried this place with my best friend and I said to Cinta, like, we have to go. So we went and she said,
Yeah. This is us.
And the thing is, we got there last minute, innit?
Yeah.
So it was nearly closing, I think.
Nearly closed, but so they still had the
that was beef.
The very first time when we sat down and ate it.
Yeah.
But I think we went back. No, not even I think. We definitely went back and we got lamb.
The lamb one. The lamb was the longest one.
And then
we
went back again, and then we went back with Celine.
Oh my gosh, we actually went so many times. Because I feel like we only went one time. No. To be so real.
I'd be like, Larissa, tacos.
And there's one in South now, Cinta. They've got, literally, they have the tacos there, bro.
Where?
I need to get the name. I don't know why I didn't get the name. But it was so good. I had it, and my sister had some. She said, that tastes too good.
Like,
It was good. Really, so that was a good thing about today.
That was
today.
An error.
Yeah, us going and living free in Camden and not
just 19-year-olds. Is it 19? Has it been that long?
Yeah, I think so. 19, 20. I was 24. Anyway, guys.
Soon have kids and all.
Chill.
I ain't chilling. I said it.
Guys, I'm going to be an auntie soon.
Well, that's not a lie. But yeah.
Don't get me excited because I'll actually go to Mama's and Papa's tomorrow. I will actually go in my baby clothes tomorrow.
I'm not talking about me here. There's no one in sight.
Well, we'll see. God willing, the next year she makes me an auntie.
Maybe two.
Don't get excited. Anyway, guys.
Once I'm married, though, please.
Oh yeah, the whole wedding would have to happen before.
Yeah, so that's giving one.
Boring. Hurry up! I want to be an auntie.
What about yourself, Mr. Boyfriend?
Okay. I want to be an auntie. If I have a child,
it would
be
an auntie. You are an auntie.
I know, but I want to be I want it to be you, my sister, or tell one of my closest friends. Like, I don't want to be a mum right now.
Tell your sister, bro.
Anyway. Yeah, should we get onto the book?
No.
Girl.
I'm joking. Let's get onto the book.
So, like Cinta mentioned in the most recent
Instagram post,
we are reading
Yinka Wejo
Osband's.
Did I say that correctly? Osband.
I'm not Nigerian. I'm just going off what I think it sounds like. Well, what I've heard Osband. Nigerian auntie sounds like. Osband. Where's your Osband?
Yeah, so do you want to give a little like blurb? Do you want to read the blurb?
Yinka wants to find love. Her problem? Her mum wants to find it for her. She also has too many aunties who frequently pray for her delivery from singledom. Plus there's her preference for chicken and chips over traditional food. And a bum, she's sure is far too small. I said that so aggressively. Because when I said a bum, I thought like somebody who's a bum rather than
she said bum. And a bum.
And a bum, she sure is too far small as a result.
Oh.
Oh, I got surprised by that myself.
You know when you said oh just then?
Yeah.
You know that vice card tells on oh?
I don't know that vice card tells on.
Wait, oh, no.
You said we can't.
No, you gotta help me out. No. He goes, oh.
I have no clue the vice card tells on.
No, I need to find it.
I have not a clue. Oh, and the fact that she's 31 and doesn't believe in sex before marriage might be a bit of an obstacle too. So when her cousin gets engaged, Yinka commences Operation Find a Date for Rachel's Wedding. Armed with a totally flawless, incredible, specific plan, will Yinka find herself at Osband's? What if the thing she really needs to find is herself? We read the first 6 chapters of the book.
Yeah.
The chapters aren't that long, to be fair.
Like, yeah, they're actually not. It feels like we're in her mind.
Yeah,
experiencing what she's... like, it's also like
first-person perspective.
Yeah, it's not really like a deep discussion about this, but I was going to say, like, do you feel like this might be a very sensitive topic, actually?
Trigger warning. I have no clue what she's about to say, but let me just put the trigger in there.
I can be quite onion. Yeah. Do you feel like there's a certain point in a woman's life that, well, nah, this question.
No, society does. Yeah, I know what you're gonna say.
This question answers itself, and because even at our age, like we could have aunties asking us, like, "Where's your husband?
Yeah, where's yours?
Like, you've gone to school, you're working now. Where's your husband?
If an auntie asked me that right now, I'd be a bit like.
Is it your business?
Chill. I wouldn't say that's some sort of
stuff. I'll be like, auntie!
Respect your elders. Yeah, you just laugh it off. But, I don't know. Like, I feel like at this age right now, in the society that we exist in right now, there's not much pressure. But then I guess if you go into, like, our community, our culture, like, if we were to go back to Uganda or go back to Tanzania...
Yeah, they'd be like, really old, why haven't you had a husband?
Yeah, exactly, but because we live in London...
Yeah. My dad's quite confused, like, one time he said to me, don't date until you're 27. Next thing you know, on the phone the other day, he's like, I'm going to find your Ugandan husband.
I told you guys I'm going to become an auntie.
Please. But, yeah.
There definitely is people someone get shelved. Not that's so bad. People don't get shelved.
It's so bad.
I feel like as a woman to another woman, like, you don't get shelved. I feel like you can find love at any age, but
definitely,
especially with certain podcasts that I've like heard like snippets from or like listened to, there's the idea that I guess men perceive you like.
Do you know what? I'm not even gonna disclose who asked me this. Mm. Especially not on camera, but this man asked me the other day. well, not even asked me, he said this, like, oh, if a woman's not married by 30-something, I'm gonna find you a bit weird.
But what, like, would you not try to find out, like, other aspects of her life as to why, like, marriage might, for some women, marriage isn't, like,
I was really taken aback by that, and I was just like, whoa.
Like even in the book, she mentions her auntie who never got married, but she was very career-driven, she's very successful, and that meant that marriage wasn't a priority, looking for a husband wasn't a priority. Even if it was, some people, like, in the book it says, may get intimidated by like, financial
income. Men actually do, though. I feel like if they don't feel like they're doing better than you, then they wouldn't approach you. They won't approach you. They will feel intimidated.
Do you know what? I actually found out today, like, I was reading this article or this website page, whatever, where it was like, in the society that we've grown up, the way that the media visualizes, the way that the media shows men versus women financially, like, I feel like, because the page even said, as women, we're presented with, like, piggy banks and penniless, whereas men are presented as having, like, control and, like, they're making all these financial decisions. So I guess naturally when you're presented with a woman who is so financially literate and doing so well, and you're not doing on the same level or above, there's that sort of societal thing where it's like,
she doesn't need me,
like, you're not man enough, like, you can't be the protector or the provider, but that's also, what if she doesn't want you to be a protector? She protects and provides her for herself, she doesn't need you to. But I guess some men want that for themselves, and that's fine, but it's like, I guess maybe a lot more men want to be protectors and providers than they care to admit, because
I think in the Christian aspect, or I think this goes to not just Christianity but most religions, like, the man would be the protector and the provider, and the woman would be submissive. But I've also learnt that being submissive doesn't mean that you're penniless and you're just like a housewife, or you're not doing anything with your life. Submissive just means that you're submitted to the same mission that your husband is submitted to as well, and you work together. It also means that your opinions and perspectives are very valid, and you have a voice in the relationship. Submissive doesn't mean that you're quiet and then you're just like one mouse, and you must, like, do everything he says. Maybe you can object, like,
period. I know she does.
I think in that aspect, like, when a man meets a woman and she's, like, doing everything that he's doing plus more, he's gonna think that, where can I fit in this? Because not essentially he's gonna see her like this is another man, but it's more of a competitor than a partner.
Yeah, like, you want to see your partner or your life as someone that you competition. Because maybe that ain't gonna work.
But yeah, I think that's on the man's side. I need to really, like, learn that that's not something that I should be intimidated by.
Exactly.
More so respect that and build and work together.
Exactly. Like, nobody's trying to outshine you or overshadow you. Like,
and if they are, then, and if you feel like that personally, then broski,
do that internal work.
Internal work, and leave the relation, leave her alone.
Exactly.
Just leave her alone, because you're just gonna give her a hickey haggle headache for what?
Exactly. But in the book, early on, like, the first, when they go to the baby shower, as mentioned in the blurb, the auntie prays publicly that Yinka will find a husband.
Imagine that.
And it was at her younger sister's baby shower. Yeah,
who's married.
Yeah,
her. Yeah.
So it's just like, there's even layers.
Even more. I don't know.
And she thought she got out of it. Remember, she thought she got out because they finished praying. Yeah. And then the auntie who came late came back and said,
God, please find Yinka a good husband.
And it's just like, that one, the ground was swollen whole. But Yinka, it was a worse situation, because they were there in a circle holding hands.
And remember the younger sister's two friends, they left?
Was it
after the prayer, or like?
It was, but yeah.
My thing is, like, why in African culture is a woman seen as successful when she's married? Like, why is she then labelled as, like,
because I feel like,
made it in life?
I think in not all, but a lot of African cultures, I think it's obviously they want you to be financially successful, education, whatever, but I think eventually, once you've achieved all those other checkboxes, it's the biological success of producing offspring
and securing a husband. Because
it's like everything else you've done, now you need to do your real calling, your biological calling of bringing life into this world, but being a committed marriage. And that's just, you know, it's pressure.
It is
pressure.
I guess. Imagine that.
It's the life task, isn't it?
Imagine being prayed for publicly like that. Like, not even like blessing over you, but you're at this age, like, brother, where's your husband? Or sister, where's your husband?
I feel like if it becomes a topic of conversation too, especially when it's like the aunties, if it's a topic of conversation too tough and it's like you're constantly hearing.
And everything is aunties, you know, I'm sure my dad is not someone.
No, but your dad's messy like
that. Yeah, he's unhinged. If you think I am,
he's too funny, and he'll just say, "But you know, like, what do you mean? Like, surely, like." That's the thing. Her dad is he's not real. He's actually not real. Oh, she comes up with a plan.
Oh, that was quite sad, you know. If my friend ever told me,
you look like your dad recently.
If my friend ever told me that they have a plan to meet a man.
But that's the thing. I think it's because she has all that pressure from her mum, from her aunties. Even when she had that argument with that cousin,
cousin shouted at her.
Yeah, it's just sort of like, I guess it's sort of like I'm at my wit's end, like, to get everyone to be stopped.
Christian, do you think you know when we were talking about someone feeling isolated from the community, or like rejected from the community, do you feel like Yink has rejected herself from the dating scene? I think so.
I guess to an extent, because it's like her friend Nana was, when she was talking to her, being like, you say you're hopeless romantic, but you're not doing anything to make it a reality.
And not gonna lie,
but
she's still strong on her ex
Femi. Because I guess he said that they were planning to get married, they had like a whole plan,
and
then
he went to the US.
Yeah, to the US, and sort of said, can you imagine though?
Ta-da.
That's just, I think for something like that to happen, where you have a whole life planned ahead of you with this person and you both are on that same page.
Yeah, I can imagine how traumatic that would be.
I think any person, Yinka's not alone, I think any person would just, she's not alone. I think any person would swear off like men or relationships or whatever, because you're like,
not for like 3 years.
No, but bro, you know, because I feel like you would spend a year, your head would be spinning, like,
yeah,
I was so blindsided by that. And the second year you'll be trying to gather yourself together, and then maybe the third year you're like, okay, we can try.
That's pain. That's actually serious pain.
Yeah,
like he
just upped and said, yeah, I'm gonna go to the US, don't feel like the commitment anymore. Like, no, we've envisioned our life together.
That's pain.
And now you're turning around and saying,
you know what? I don't want to like say this over our lives, but let's actually just think, yeah, like receiving that message, text, or hearing
text. You must say it with your mouth if you're gonna say that. What do you mean?
But like, should we roleplay?
I'm gonna get shy.
Are you Yinka or are you the man?
No, you know how to be the man. You know how to do it. Guys, if you don't know,
I'm submissive. I submit.
Pastor Meerkat reposted that thing.
I submit.
Right.
I can't believe that they actually did. And what's funny is, I went to their podcast live show, and...
Did you tell them?
What?
Like, did you bump into them and be like, oh, you reposted?
No, so I vlogged it. This is like... Christ. I vlogged it and I was just like giggling over one of them, like, oh, he's so fine, he's so cute. They found it and they spoke about it on their podcast.
When did you post it? Where did you post it?
On my TikTok, but time, like, ages ago. Ages ago.
Wow.
But they saw it and on the pod, I'm gonna have to show you, but they watched it and they were like, yeah, she was very giggling as well, like. Because the man even got married like 2 months later, and they're like, what, 30, whatever.
It definitely strokes his ego. He's somebody... like, I've got girls out here giggling, rubbing their feet together.
Oh, please, please, we don't do that anymore.
Right.
Okay, cool, I'll be the man, yeah?
Okay.
So I'm quite abrupt. You should know this by
I
now.
Know. But yeah. I'm just like, oh.
Okay, cool. It's improv. Let me actually just sit like a man.
Wow. After we come back from our holiday, would you mind helping me move out to the new place I'm going to be renting? Because, you know, like, I don't want to stay where I'm at the moment.
What? Didn't I tell you?
Tell me what.
Lately, I've just been feeling like I just want to first start. Like, I don't really want to commit at the moment. So, basically, I'm going to the US.
When did you come to this decision? This.
I'm sure I told you.
Mm-mm. There was no communication there. When did this realization happen, just now?
No, I'm sure I told you that I was applying for a new job.
The new job was in London the last time I checked.
I didn't tell you it was in the US.
No, you didn't. You didn't disclose. You might have, you know. So, sorry. The new job's in the US, so now because the new job's in the US, you suddenly need clean slate, no more relationship, no more commitment.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I want you to say the method of thought that brought you to this point in time.
I'm just thinking, like, we've been together for, what, 3 years?
Yeah, and we were planning to continue to be together for the rest of our lives.
Plans get married, but I'm not saying that we won't be together. So I'm just saying that I want to go to the US.
And do what? Other than work, what do you want to do? We can be
find in myself, innit? Like,
in what way?
I need to find myself. So how can I get? How can time? I get married to you?
So you've been lost.
How
this
can
whole
I get
time?
Married to you and I've not found myself? So maybe you should find lost, yourself as well.
So you've been lost this whole time.
I've did that. You're putting words in my mouth, mate.
So, but you say you need to find yourself. So if you need to find, you need to go looking. So you're looking for something that's been lost.
I haven't lost my I wasn't lost.
Right.
It's just find myself on a deeper level.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like when we first started speaking, I didn't think that it would be like this.
So you thought it was just sort of like a fling situation?
No, it was never a fling. Do you not remember how we met? By accident.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, like...
So you'd rather like, throw like, this away?
No, it's not been throwing it away, like...
So
oh,
you think
I'm
the way?
No, I never said that. I'm just saying that, like, this is not the end. I just need to go to US.
How do you know this isn't the end? If you're gonna go to the US and end what we have,
because
here,
I see
it's ended,
because I see myself with you, but just right now I need to find myself.
Okay, you go find yourself, but don't come back looking for me. Thank you.
Well, I'm leaving next week, innit?
So. Yeah. Okay. Go.
Is that how you imagine it to go? I feel like she would have cried, like.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
You were very south in that one.
Really?
Yeah. I think she would have been like, what do you mean?
Like, I think you know, I think when I do like I get like obviously
I was actually getting into that. Really? You were getting into that.
Me too. I was like yeah. when I get into the whole thing.
Yeah,
like,
you were like go.
Yeah, I'll be like I think I don't even hear the change in my voice, but when I get a bit frustrated it must come out. My apologies. but you, I told you she likes accents, man. She knows.
I'm so mad. I'm a girl. Just a girl.
Right.
But yeah.
Oh, you know when, what else? There was a bit where, that we were talking about the plan. So you were saying that if your friend.
Yeah, if my friend actually came to me and was like, you sent her, like, I've got a plan to meet a man by summer or by the end of this year, I'm going to look at it and go, be like, girl, are you okay? Are you okay?
But then you know how some people...
Ali, are you okay? Are you okay?
You know on Instagram, I've seen posts where people have been, like, they're praying or whatever, and they're saying, like, summer, whatever, I'm going to be married. Like, I'll be a married woman. But is that not essentially, even though it's not, like, a plan of action, it's an intention to be...
It's, I think, first of all, like, why... You know what, okay.
And there has to be steps in between to get to...
Yeah, definitely. I feel like if... You've been given a word meaning like if someone's prophesied over your life and said like by this time you'll be married or whatnot, then I don't know, not fine, like work towards it, but that's what's been said, that's what's gonna happen, like go and fulfill it. But also like the desire, the want to get married, it might stem from like I don't know.
But I think especially in today's society though, it's a bit like obviously you can meet people in person, but with obviously technology becoming a thing, because Yinka wants to either meet the meet someone at her friend's the engagement party, or go online and find like and a nice guy.
Yeah,
but I think that the whole, like, she's putting herself out there, because literally, as her friend Nana was saying, that you're a hopeless romantic, like, you can't expect all this romance and this love if you're not putting yourself in places that allow you to find someone.
But I think in terms of love and finding like a partner, I don't think a timestamp should be placed on that.
Oh, 100%, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, but what about the process? So, but you're saying that the steps, if your friend came to you and said, I've got a plan.
The process, this, I just think like...
Inorganic.
Organically, you'll find your partner. Mm. Just focus on yourself. Be in the marketplace. Marketplace is in like, if you're Christian, like work or do what the Lord's told you to do. Like seek him first and everything else be added on to you. Like just do what you need to do for yourself. You know, maximize this single period, because when you're now married, you have kids, you won't have enough time. Well, you will have time, but a limited amount of time for yourself and for God. Like just really max, hone in on this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it will come at this right time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see your point. I also do think,
I think when you chase something,
I don't think it's a chase, but like, well, my perception of her, I don't think she's necessarily chasing it. Maybe slightly, because obviously the pressure of all her family, but I do think, you know how some people, like some people be saying, oh, if you want to find like a baller, go bank on a flipping thing. Yeah. Like, I think people put themselves, place themselves in environments that...
Strategic.
Yeah, exactly that strategic positioning, or putting yourself in a space that's like, okay, I'm here, and if something comes of it, fine. If something doesn't, fine. But I don't think it's the act of, because I feel like if she, for example, went to bank and then started talking to any man that was there, I feel like that would be giving off chasing. But if you place yourself strategically, and then if something comes from it, I think that can also be a somewhat organic way of meeting someone.
She's just giving desperate though, because you know, when she was with her work friends at the bar, and a black man walked in.
Black man, why you say that?
And then she was just like, well, obviously this is not like a visual thing, but in my head I imagined her, she was like, she wasn't even concentrating on the conversation that was going on. It was given like desperate.
Okay,
I understand the pressure is like getting to a point where, you know, she can no longer take it, but also, sis, at its right time. But again, we're in the very beginning of the book.
Yeah, we are. But I do get what you're saying. But I also think the environment in which they were having a drink, there like may have not been a lot of diversity in that space. I think also maybe when she saw him, she was like, wow. You know?
You're really empathetic. I've actually really got that.
What, me?
You.
Oh, I've just seen it from like...
I'm just seeing it as like...
No, but I also see your perspective where it's like, yeah, chill. But then I'm also reading it from a lens of, okay, like she wants to find someone, and she did, but even though she did do that, she was like, oh, the vibe wasn't it. But there's the other guy, Derek, that they mentioned. Mm. Remember the friend?
Yeah.
Because a friend who started to like her on the same day she got broken up with by family.
Yeah.
He then professed his feet. There's a time and a place. When she said, I said,
not him saying,
as she was leaning on his shoulder crying.
Emmy may not want you, but I do.
I was just like,
why? Now, do you
that
think?
Was desperate of him to say that in that moment. I can hear
why
if you like
you
her.
Why are leveraging
but...
on a woman's sad moment?
Exactly.
As in, she was more obtainable because she's now weak.
But do you think she's gonna? She sees you as a friend. I feel like if really and
when
truly,
when a girl
meant,
sees
like,
a guy as a friend, oh baby, don't even try. Don't even bother.
That's the thing. I think even if a woman loves you, if a woman likes you,
oh, you'll know.
You'll know and. You'll know,
but
if
maybe with not with me, I'm an anomaly, trust me, but you with the majority of the girls
only like show it when I want, like at a certain point where I decide to show it, because even early days of thing he was like, I couldn't really like,
tell
like when you'd come up you'd be a bit like,
does she like
like I can't really, but then if I choose to be like, oh, I'll let you know, but I think
I'm more of like, I'm here, innit, so
I just that she's submissive.
I am. I think if you know me, then you know when I get shy. And when I get shy, obviously I like you.
And since it's so fake shy, like, actually drop the act.
Please.
Make me sick. But, no, yeah, like, when the fact that she didn't like him, it was always like, and the thing is, she still preserved his feelings. That's another thing.
We do that a lot.
I think consideration, we really do consider how, like, the other person's going
to
feel.
It messes us up because then they try to come back.
Yeah, like,
we've got a chance.
That is scary because it's just like, I tried to let you down lightly.
You didn't take the hint.
And now you're making it awkward for everyone here. You, me, everyone in this party. Each party is uncomfortable here now. And
where's your manners?
Exactly. Like, but I guess that's that thing when people say, like, oh, I don't know. You know, like, when they say about, oh, with girls, a girl can have a guy friend or a girl can have friends and genuinely see it as, like, a friendship.
Yeah.
But not all the time. I'm not saying all guys do this, but there's also sometimes, like, there's guys have it too, but then sometimes they say, like, with a guy friendship, it's like they see you in a certain light, that there's always a potential. I think Steve Harvey said,
I hear that.
There's a potentiality that it could, like, a sliver, that it could become something if the right variables are in place.
That's crazy. I mean, so that I agree to an extent because I have male friends and I wouldn't.
Yeah, like because you don't think that, and they wouldn't do that. But then,
I think with some of them, if I gave them the green light, I think they'd be like, "Cinta, you're right."
Mm. That's what I'm saying. Certain variables have to be in place, but yeah, I don't know, like. It's giving you that also when guys are like, oh, you're so, they try and move to you and you're like, oh no, but you're ugly anyways. That type of vibe. It's like,
rejection.
Their ego is so
bruised.
Yeah, and it's just like,
bruised, battered.
Exactly. Like, because the fact that her consideration of his feelings, and then, like,
he didn't speak to her. Oh, yeah, he ghosted her, isn't it?
I don't remember.
He didn't speak to her for a while. But I was going to ask a question. Do you think, in a platonic friendship, they could find each other attractive?
I think so. I feel like, even so, like, I can observe someone and be like, they are a good-looking person.
That's appreciating their attractiveness.
Yeah, appreciating that they've got,
their,
like,
appearance, but, like,
attracts them.
Like, yeah, like, he's fine.
In a platonic relationship, then it's not... I guess it is a platonic relationship, but...
I think growing up with people...
Yeah, that's the thing. When you grow up with people, you trust that friend. But Derek, they've been friends since high school.
That's the thing. But then you start to see, like, things develop. Yeah. She's now doing makeup. Certain hairstyles suit her. Like, then,
exactly.
But I think if you were to meet someone, like, full flat now at this adult age.
Yeah, at this adult age, when you meet a friend, I think I would trust that it's a friendship. Like,
yeah. I think if they wanted something more, that intention would be set from the beginning. Like,
yeah, like you would sort of get the gist. The gist would be there. You would sort of be like, even if you would pretend that it wasn't there just for the salvation of the friendship, but you would know as a woman anyway.
I think so. Oh, it depends.
Why is she sat here all looking all... It depends. What does it depend on?
Like, my thing is, I asked my cousin this, like, because he's got a girlfriend, they're in church basically, and I asked him, like, how did you speak to this girl in church, because obviously you guys see each other every Sunday, like, how would you make a move without it being awkward, like, what if she was to reject you, like, how would you go about that? And, like, they just said it starts as friends,
but I guess
are you really friends?
But then I think, I guess there's an intentionality behind that. There was, like, a dual understanding, even though it was a friendship. I guess subliminally they both knew. But then they also say the best relationship
starts off
as a friendship, because that foundation, like, you have to enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, beforehand.
Before adding that whole other aspect. So
yeah.
I think, I guess it depends. Like, just as much as friends, like, I feel like it really does depend again on the variables and just the lens that both parties are seeing it from. because if one of you has seen it as a potential relationship, but the other person is like, no, this is solid, we're in platonic city, then it's just like, well, that whole discrepancy can lead to somebody's feelings, ego, every time.
Bruised,
exactly.
Hurt, battered.
Exactly, but, and it also depends on how well the person can handle rejection. Because somebody can handle rejection and then, you know, charge it, keep it stepping, but still want to maintain that friendship and be mature enough to hold that L. And
I think I'd be like that.
Yeah, be mature enough to take it and just keep it, like, because you'd want, if you've got a good friendship with that person.
Yeah, why salvage it?
Yeah, why now end it purely because feelings were expressed and the other person didn't receive that? So I think it's also, yeah, it depends. And
I also think allowing that rejection to hurt you is like you're upset that they didn't take the burden on, not burden, but they didn't take the, like, task on of liking you back, and it's not their burden to do so.
Yeah, exactly. You just sort of have to be like, well, that's their choice.
This is how I feel. That's very absolutely interesting. Yeah. I can't wait to see, like, I know this will be a really good love story because she references her actual husband.
Yeah, at the start. She says to Martin. Oh, side note, she got made redundant. We also read that bit as well. She got made redundant.
And I was just like, oh.
And she thought she was getting a promotion, which is quite sad.
Oh, even more. That was a spit in the face. And her manager was like, it's life.
Yeah. I think her manager got made redundant too.
Good.
Yeah. Ooh. But probably wasn't her.
I know, but there was no sympathy with that. It was just like, it's life. Yeah. Get over it.
Yeah, guys.
That's it.
We hope you enjoyed. Please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
As my cousin said, and yes, we're cousins. Everyone keeps asking me, like, is she your cousin? I'm like,
no, we're literally blood cousins, guys.
Yeah.
Like, actual blood cousins.
Like, is it black cousins or blood cousins? No, we're blood cousins.
Blood cousins, guys.
Yeah, she's not my friend. She's my cousin.
Oh, she's my friend too.
She's my sister, friend, cousin.
Thanks, team.
But like, share, comment, subscribe, follow, hashtag repost.
Rate us. If you're listening, please rate us.
Please watch our videos. Please be back next week, okay?
Okay, we won't do any. I'll try not to get this laptop stolen again. Please. We won't skip again, I promise.
We promise.
Thank you. What the hell? Anyway, guys, we'll see you next time. Bye.